Hola, ¿cómo está? Welcome to Chat with Matt. And this is episode 6. Sunday the...
What does wasquasqua mean?
Wasquasqua?
Yeah.
I didn't say wasquasqua. I didn't say wasquasqua. I said ¿cómo está?
Okay, what does ¿cómo está mean?
Hang on, you do Spanish. You should know this.
Do you mean hello?
No.
Oh.
It means how are you?
I don't even learn that.
How do you say you've learned Spanish and you don't know how to say how are you?
Yes.
Anyway, you ruined my intro now, Matt. Anyway, it's Sunday, the 3rd of February, 2019, and we are how many days away from your birthday now, Matt?
5
days away from your birthday. And you'll be the grand old age of how old, Matt?
8.
What are you after for your birthday?
A phone and an Apple Watch.
Well, you might be in wishful thinking territory there, lad, because I don't think you'll be getting those things. But I admire your effort for trying there. Maybe one day when you're a bit older I'll get you some cool Apple products, but I don't think an 8-year-old needs an Apple Watch.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah. I'm meant to learn the time.
Well, I'll get you a normal watch.
Can't understand lions.
I'll get you a digital watch.
Or Greek writing.
What Greek writing?
Yeah, Grandad.
Oh, I know.
Grandad Dave has that right. That
you mean the Roman numerals?
Yeah.
Alright. Anyway.
I can't understand it, so.
Well, you know what the Roman numerals are, don't you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11, 12. No, but I mean, do you know what the Roman numerals are for like 10?
No.
Alright. Anyway, Matt, we've had some feedback.
What?
Well, we had a listener comment that apparently I got one of the questions wrong last week and they were too hard.
How dare you?
Apparently, the main ingredient in brown sauce is not anchovies. Apparently I got that wrong, Matt. I got a good stern telling off from
I'm the kid here. You should be teaching me things.
I know.
Wrong things.
Apparently I've taught you something wrong. Apparently. So this is a correction going out. Apparently, Matt, the main ingredient is tomatoes.
Who said that?
Nana. So maybe brown sauce is more like tomato sauce than you think.
It stinks.
Well, but yeah. But I'm sure there are some anchovies in it. I am sure of that.
Okay, what were the hard questions?
Well, apparently the rest of them were all hard.
How?
I don't know. I mean, you did all right. You got about 13 out of 20, so they can't have been that hard.
Right, when we were making that podcast, and then Dad said, name three old, cartoons.
Yeah.
I'm wearing right now, and what I was wearing last week, I'm wearing the old Danger Mouse on my t-shirt.
There you go, you see.
And I'm like, after the podcast, I was like...
Oh, why didn't you think?
Why did I look at my shirt? I could have just looked at my shirt like Danger Mouse.
I know. Never mind. And like I say, you had...
Wait, wasn't Alvin and the Chipmunks one?
Alvin and the Chipmunks? I don't know. I don't know when that came out. Who knows? So, what's new? What's new, Matt? What's been happening this week? We've had a bit of excitement here, haven't we?
Yeah, we went for a meal for my birthday, because on my birthday, it's going to be Friday, and then the day after that, Dad has to work from home.
I am doing a bit of work, but we went out for a birthday meal. Where did we go, Matt?
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
And the Trafford Centre on the top floor.
Yeah. What'd you have, Matt?
I had a bacon cheeseburger with chips, ketchup, and... After, I was putting some Tabasco sauce on my finger and it's meant to be hot.
You didn't think it was hot?
No. I got it on my lip, but it was burning.
Well, then it was hot.
But I had a cold sore. The bit went on my cold sore. It was burning.
Well, you don't put Tabasco sauce in your cold sore. You're supposed to put it in your mouth.
I tried.
And then what did we have afterwards?
Boost.
Which is a shop in the Trafford Centre, isn't it? And what did you get from there?
Just an apple smoothie.
an apple smoothie.
Dad has one that tastes like cucumber with ginger on it. You can get, if you don't like them, you can just make your own.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a smoothie, but it was, I had one with kale, cucumber and ginger in it. That was all right. I don't think I'd rave about it and have it again, but I'd probably go for something different next time. But it was all right as a one-off. It was refreshing. A nice palate cleanser, you might say, Matt. So what else is new? What's been going on this week? What can you tell the fans?
We waxed the car.
We did wax the car. What did you do? Go on, tell the listeners what you had to do.
I was doing wax on, wax off.
Like Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah.
Were you? Well, so what we did was we got cloths, didn't we?
Mm.
And we squirted the car with this.
There was 20, we bet, and there was about one left.
I know, we had a stack of 20 cloths and there was about...
Our car was that dirty, we had like one cloth left and out of 20.
I know. But, yeah. So we used microfiber cloths, didn't we?
Mm.
And we gave the car a good buffing. And it looks all right now, doesn't it? Looks pretty shiny.
Mm.
I think we're going to have to do it again, actually, Matt, next week. What do you think?
I was sick on that day.
Why?
I had the runs on that day.
What do you think that was from waxing?
I don't know.
Is it because you did a bit of hard work?
I don't know.
I don't think there's any correlation between your body and you waxing the car, but...
I don't know why I get sick. I can't answer these questions.
Lad. So, any reviews for us this week, Matt? Anything that you want to review? How about you review the restaurant?
It was good.
Coast to coast, yeah?
Mm.
What would you give it out of 10?
9. Yeah.
Why did you take one off?
There's only one thing wrong with it.
Go on.
You had to wait at the bar.
Yeah, but we got a drink at the bar.
Yeah, but... You just had to wait. It was horrible.
But you got to watch the rugby.
Yeah, we won 17-13.
No, that was half time. By the end of the match, it was 32-20. England won.
32-20?
Yeah. They're not goals, though. It's different in rugby. English rugby is like American football. But
I know. So... In Fortnite, speaking of rugby, I got an actual swing, and this does have something to do with rugby. There's this ball, like you know rugby ball?
Yeah.
You can get that for 0 V-Bucks, and it's called pigskin for some reason.
That's because old footballs used to be made of pigskin.
And then you could throw it, and there's this new place called, like, the block, and then it's a... like baseball thing, and then there's lines on the pitch, and then me and Zach were throwing the ball through the hoop, and every time you would get it, you would go back a lot, like back onto the next line behind you, and you would keep doing that until you got to the back.
Right. Nice.
It was hard. I tried to get it off the roof.
Right.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, if it did, that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So what else did we have to talk about? Oh, we were going to talk about the past and the future, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. So when we were having food, Lola, that's just my dog Lola on the floor. She's 3. Anyway.
I think she's 4, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she was, 3. She's
4.
Oh, when I know. Oh, I'm talking about you. Oh, yeah.
Past and the future.
So we're eating at the table. While we're eating. And then, me and Dad were talking about the past. You would have to go to the phone box at the end of the street to make a phone call. Granddad Dave's mum, I remember sitting in the bomb shelters. And then speaking of that, I said in the future you can just have robots, and then Dad showed me a bit of Terminator.
So what happened there was we were talking about like what life used to be like in the past, and Matt couldn't believe it that we didn't have our own telephone in the house, and I was explaining that we didn't have mobile phones or anything like that. And we used
to... Yeah, because every time you looked out your window, there was a caveman chasing a
There was
dinosaur.
No caveman. How old do you think I am, lad?
I know never to answer that. It's a trick.
But, yeah, we had phone boxes. So
wait, you're 41.
Yeah.
Boom!
So what we used to do, Matt, is when we wanted to make a phone call, we used to walk to this phone box at the end of the street, and you used to have to go down with, like, your pocket full of coins. And you used to stick a coin in the phone box first to make it go. And then you typed your number in. And then you rang someone. But the problem was, not many people had phones. So if they didn't have a phone as well, then the only thing you could do is, unless you knew the number of another phone box and agreed to meet a person at that same time in their phone box, it was almost impossible to ring someone.
Where we live, we're at this farm shop.
Yeah.
Go down that road,
yeah.
Like past the road, there is like a phone box,
right?
That's been smashed.
Is it definitely a phone box?
Yeah, it's a phone box. The like the mirrors are like smashed, but you can still make phone calls out of it.
Right. Imagine that though, Matt. I mean, what, go into a phone box to make a phone call?
Proper if it was raining or thunderstorm.
Well, it was a little. Like you're stood in a box.
Yeah, you won't be stood in a box walking down your street though.
No, you get wet. If it was that urgent, you had to make a phone call there and then. Then you had to walk to the
storming, home. Germany dropping bombs.
I think when Germany were dropping bombs back in the Second World War, I don't think they had many phone boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't even now.
I think I don't know if phone boxes even were out then, were they? But I mean that would have been 1939
to
kind of 1945 kind of time. I don't even know if they had phone boxes.
If they did have phone boxes, they would have been.
What else do you think the past was like?
Integrated. You're lived in the cave.
Lived in a cave.
Yeah.
How far back do you think we were going? This house, do you know when this house was built? 1951. This was built before I was born.
How? How is it even still up?
And you know Nana's old house? Mm. That was built in 1901. That was built over 100 years ago. You know who the Queen was when that house was built?
No.
Queen Victoria. She'd have just been just on the throne in 1901. That was the last year she was on the throne.
You were alive then. You were alive then.
I wasn't alive then, no.
You were?
No, I wasn't.
Either.
I was born in 1977, lad.
In 1977?
Yeah. So I was born in the 70s.
You were born in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Is there something called the 10s?
Yeah, you're in them now. Now is the 10s. Because there was the 1910s, but now you're in the 2010s, and then next year it'll be the 20s again.
So I'm in. What was I born in?
You were born in the zeros. You were born in 2011. So you were born in the tens.
That was born in the zeros.
And Zach was born in the zeros. So yeah, he'd have been born in the noughties. And he is bloody naughty, isn't he? Sometimes, but I don't think there's any correlation. But, yeah, there you go. So you were born in... So when you get older, Matt, and your kids are saying to you, hey, Matt, oh, Dad, when were you born? You'll go, I was born in the tens. And we'll go, oh, Dad, you're dead old. Were you born when the cavemen were there and dinosaurs? And they'll say all that to you.
No.
Because I said all that to my mum and dad as well.
I'll just say, no, me dad was. I wasn't.
So if cavemen were around when I was born, what was it like when Grandad was born then? And what was it like when great grand was born?
There wasn't even Earth. They were just floating around.
Just floating. You think?
Yeah.
There was no planet.
No, they were just floating around.
Floating around.
Yeah.
Just floating around in space.
Yeah.
Where did the air come from then?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I think you need more thought on that one.
Let me think.
All right. Go on, you ever think?
The place where that place came from.
Where did what come from?
That place.
What place?
Pla- place with the big bag where you can just stick your hand in and you can bring anything out.
What? What are you on about?
I just said there was a big bag in space which never ran out of space. You just stuck your hand in and brought out air.
I don't know what you've been watching, Matt. I think you've been watching a bit too much. Have you been watching my Star Treks without me?
No,
or something?
I just thought of it now. Right now, this second.
Right. So what do you think the future's going to be like?
Flying cars.
Flying cars?
Yeah.
What about robots? Do you think we'll have robots?
No. Take over.
We'll take over?
Yeah.
Ah, you see, you're well ahead of your years, Matt. That is what they think, you know. Well, some people do anyway, not everyone.
Roboland.
Wouldn't you like your own robot, though? Imagine that, having your own robot, personal robot, and you could just say, "Robot, go get me a can of Coke."
No, thanks.
Wouldn't that be good?
No, what about if he just says, "No, thanks, you go and get me a can of Coke."
Well, in a sense, we've already got almost like robots now. I mean, we've got Amazon Echoes in the house.
Yeah,
and they're like robots, aren't they? Except they don't move.
I just need them to move. That would be perfect.
So now you want a robot?
No.
What about if you could say, "Robot, go get me..." Well, I don't know why I'm talking like a robot. But you could say, "Robot, go get me a sausage butty." Wouldn't that be cool?
Came out of his belly. I will get you a sausage butty.
Well, I don't think it would come out of his belly. He'd probably... He probably walked out of the kitchen and get it.
No, not like he could make it. Like his belly was like an oven.
Do you think?
Yeah, like his belly would like open and then it would be like an oven and it would have like the little knob things on top, like on top of the oven.
So your dream robot has an oven in its stomach.
Yeah.
All right. So you got an oven. So
and
you
it
got,
as can do anything.
And it can do anything.
Yeah. It can turn into a piece of hair. Yeah, but what about if the air turned into a piece of air and then it couldn't change back because it was moving everywhere and you didn't know where it went?
I don't know. I don't know why a robot would turn into air, but...
Sorry.
Why would a robot turn into air?
So, like...
That would be a pretty freaky robot. That would basically make it go almost invisible. Well, it would be invisible.
Spy on everyone. I could... Connect like a drone in his like camera in his eyes, and I could have like the remote and see where he's going.
So your
spy on you.
So your robot of the future would have drones in its eyes, an oven in its belly,
and can do anything. Yeah,
that's pretty advanced, that robot, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you call your robot?
Killertron.
Killertron.
I made this thing at school, and then it had like weird arms and like a head. I called it Killertron.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did you get the name of that from?
I don't know.
You make it up.
Yeah.
So you got flying cars as well.
Mm.
I think you've been watching too much Back to the Future too, haven't you?
Mm. I just looked in the fish tank next year, and the side looks like your granddad Dave a bit.
What?
I don't know, but it looks like you've got, like, silver hair.
Bit of grey.
Yeah, that means you're getting old.
Feel it, Matt. I feel it. Feel very old. I'm
87.
I do feel 87 sometimes.
87. You don't let me finish at 87,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
I do feel 87,000 million trillion years, I tell you. So what else do you think is going to happen in the future?
I don't know, to be honest.
What about food? Do you think food's going to change in the future?
Never-ending food.
What about, some people have had an idea that if you could take a pill, like a little tablet...
And make you get fit or something?
No, but that's your whole meal as one tablet. So like, say you wanted like steak, chips and egg, you crush it all down into one little tablet and then you just take that tablet and that's it, you've had your whole meal. How about that?
I've had a better idea.
What?
Like you could eat, like a whole chip will last you a year, you could eat a little bit and then go, oh, I'm full.
Yeah.
Or... You could, like, never-ending food. You take a bite, respawn. Take a bite, respawn. Take a bite, respawn.
Yes. Hey, Matt, speaking of food, do you know what I've ordered?
No.
I've ordered some... we're going to grow our own potatoes.
No.
No?
No.
You don't fancy that?
No.
I thought you'd be well up for that.
I don't like vegetables.
You turn them into chips.
Fine. Where's the chips? Nana made me eat turnips.
Good. Good. That's good for you.
She cheated me and she said they were chips.
Well, that's good for you. You should eat turnips.
Probable.
And swede and broccoli and all that. You love all that stuff. I know you like it. It's one of your particular favourites, I know.
Do you say I like broccoli?
I do say you like broccoli.
Well, I don't.
So what else is about the future? Anything else about the future?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Not
now. Oh, well. So, anything else you want to report on, Matt? We've had some snow, haven't we?
I said that at the beginning.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we have a snowball fight, though?
No.
Didn't you have a snowball
fight? Me and Zach
did. Did you win?
Yeah. What's wrong with your memory?
What did you do in the snowball fight? Did you get in with a big one or?
No, we're lobbing snowballs. It was like ice.
Oh, you don't throw ice at each other.
It was like icy snow. Jack got some in my pocket, and when like you went for your eye test, I put my hand in my pocket and it was soaking.
Was it? Oh. Hey, where had the snowball gone then? Had it all melted?
Probably.
Melted in your pocket? Ew. Did it not go in your pants?
No, it was in my pocket. Like, tote pocket.
Yeah, that must have been nasty.
I put my hand in, like, ew. I had a pom-pom thing in there as well, in my other pocket.
A what?
A pom-pom thing.
What's a pom-pom thing?
Yeah, it was... At school, they sell, like, these... If you get 100 attendance...
A what? 100 tents?
100 attendance.
Yeah. 100% attendance, yeah.
You get this thing, it's like, it get like this dead thin, like flexible thing that says 100 attendance, and then it's this red pom-pom with googly eyes on it.
What? Where is it then? Have you got it with you?
It's in my coat pocket. Zach ripped it, his face fell off.
Oh, well, its face has fallen off.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty horrible.
You put it back on, and then, like, it looked like it had a weird, deformed mohawk.
Did it?
Yeah.
Nice. So, anything else, Matt? Any reviews this week? Any music you want to review? Any about the Bradshaws?
Yeah, that's good.
You like the Bradshaws, don't you? You've been listening to that. So if you've not listened to it, ask for on your music streaming device of choice, ask for the Bradshaws. What's your favourite episode, Matt? What have you been listening to?
Lost Chord.
The Lost Chord.
Mm.
That's one of your favourites. Mm. Do you want to sing a song from it?
No.
Why not?
No.
Actually, I thought you said you were going to sing some Michael Jackson.
No.
Go on.
No.
Give us a tune.
No.
No? Mm. You're not going to sing for us?
Mm.
Bet the listeners would love to hear you sing.
Right, if you go onto iTunes and subscribe, and if I get 1,000 subscribers, I'll do it.
1,000 subscribers?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll tell you what then, listeners, there's your...
Million.
How about some reviews? Let's get some reviews, I think, because I noticed we've not had any reviews yet on iTunes.
Yeah.
So if you can... Leave us a review, that would be very much appreciated. Me and Matt would love to have a review, so if you'd be so kind as to do that, we'd really appreciate it, and we'd love to know what you think. If there's anything that you'd like for forthcoming shows, let us know. And if you want to talk to Matt directly, you can get him on feedback at feedback at chatwithmatt.net.
N-A-T-T, not B-A-T.
Well, maybe you're Batman.
No.
I might have been about to say chat with Batman. But anyway, no, it's feedback at chatwithmatt.net. Similarly, if you want to find the site, it's chatwithmatt.net. And go there, and there's a link in the top right-hand corner to leave a message. So, I think that's about everything, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
So, if you want to hear Matt sing next week, live on the show, we want some listeners to comment and ask for Matt to sing a song.
Please don't. I'm not looking forward to next week.
Matt particularly loves singing Michael Jackson songs, so if you got a favourite Michael Jackson song you want to sing...
You have no proof.
Then we can do that.
I don't even know half of
them. Any update on the merch this week, Matt?
No.
No?
No.
No merch?
No.
Oh, no. All right, well, I think that ends show 6 of Chat with Matt. And we will see you all next week. Say bye, Matt.
Bye.
Bye.